Brilliance Audio presents Blessings by Belva Plain.
The human heart has hidden treasures, in secret kept, in silence sealed. Charlotte Bronte. Chapter 1. The day on which the sky cracked open over Jenny's head had begun as gladly as any other day in that wonderful year. It had been the best year of her life until then. At noon, she had been standing with Jay on the lip of the hill that overlooked the wild land called, by the town to which it belonged, the Green Marsh. It was one of those Indian summer intervals when, after 2 weeks of rain and premature gray cold, everything suddenly burns again. The distant air burns blue and the near oaks flag red. In the marsh, cattails and spreading juniper glisten darkly after the night's rain. Canada geese come streaming, honking their long way to the south, and ducks, with a great flapping racket, splash into the pond. "You see, it's not all marsh," Jay explained. "There's meadow and forest at the other end. Over 1,000 acres, all wild. Been here for Lord knows how many thousands of years, just as you see it, untouched. We're trying to get the state to take it over as a part of the wilderness system. That way it'll be safe forever. But we've got to hurry before the New York builders put their bid through." "Do you suppose they'll be able to?" "God, I hope not. Imagine ruining all this." They stood for a little while listening to the silence, totally at ease, accustomed as they were to quiet hours with each other. They felt no need for a continuous flow of speech. A small sudden wind blew a dry shower of leaves, and at the bottom of the hill, Jay's children came into sight, running with the wind. They made themselves fall, the two girls rolling their little brother in the leaves. They shrieked, the dog barked, and the wind, carrying the sounds back up the hill, shattered the Sunday peace. "Darling," Jay said. Turning to him, Jenny knew that he had been watching her while she watched his children. "I'm happier than anyone has a right to be," she murmured.